Capital University senior Stephen DeBusk got the thrill of a lifetime by introducing the president. First, though, DeBusk endorsed the president and praised him for helping boost higher education and college students.
He's doubled what our country invests through Pell Grants. He's created a college tax credit that's helping millions of families send their kids to college. He's reformed federal student loans by taking banks out of the process and investing directly in students. And because of President Obama, if you're paying your loans on time, you'll never have to pay more than 10% of your income on paying them back.
Amen.
Yeah.
The president expanded on that theme.
Since I took office, we have helped more than 3 million additional students afford a college education with grants that go farther than they did before. The economic plan my opponent has would cut our investment in education by nearly 20%. It would cut those grants so deeply that 1 million of those students who we have helped would no longer get a scholarship at all. It would cut financial aid for nearly 10 million students a year. Governor Romney's proposing these cuts to pay for a new $5 trillion tax cut that's weighted towards the wealthiest Americans. Does that sound like a better plan for America? Does that sound like a better plan for you?
The president said Republican opponent Mitt Romney didn't seem to care about the financial plight of college students facing constantly rising tuition and huge debt.
When a high school student in Youngstown asked him what he would do to make college more affordable for families like his, Governor Romney didn't say anything about grants or loan programs that are critical to millions of students to get a college education. He said nothing about work-study programs or rising college tuition. He didn't say a word about community colleges or how important higher education is to America's future. He said, the best thing you can do is shop around. The best thing I can do for you is to tell you to shop around. That's it.
The president said those he called cynics were predicting young voters this election won't turn out for him the big way they did in 2008, a key factor in his victory. Prove them wrong, he said.
Let's show them your voice makes a difference. Let's show them America better start listening to the voice of the next generation of Americans.
But the voice of the next generation isn't one voice. There are many, including critics of the president. Niraj Antani was one of those voices in the crowd. A senior at The Ohio State University, he said the president has failed to help create the jobs that the students are getting educated for.
The president promised 3 years ago that unemployment would be below 8%, and it's not. You know, my generation is looking at graduating to an economy where no one can get jobs, or they're working at gas stations or in fields that they're not looking to work in.
Dayton area Republican Congressman Mike Turner agreed with that assessment. He was tabbed to speak for the Romney campaign in Ohio, responding to the president's speech.
This president sees the economy only as a spigot of government spending. He either opens it in and has more government spending or less. That's not how the economy works.
Still, President Obama saw his speech at Capitol as a way to energize his own young supporters and perhaps win a few converts. College student Jerry Pasternak was a potential convert. He said he's still undecided in the race, and he'd use speeches like this, plus his own research into the candidates, to help him eventually decide how to cast his ballot.
I'm kind of like fresh clay, so I can be molded.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.